but I need to hide it.
Okay. Nice. Well, this is the one that was loaded for the...
There we are. Thanks. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. One always worries about drawing the 4:30 slot at these big meetings, but I think today we've been very fortunate. So I want to thank you all for being here. You see Guadalupe Pacheco's name is here. I think on the next slide, my name appears, I think. Yeah. And that is for me to say I have nothing to disclose. Guadalupe is right here, and let me introduce you to him. He is the government project officer. He has graciously given his spot up for me to make this presentation because he knows this is a subject very dear to my heart. Isn't that right, Guadalupe? Yeah. I am also joined by two wonderful colleagues who are working on this project with us, Darcy Graves and Jennifer Kenyon. Without Jennifer, I wouldn't be here because she put this slide deck together. Thank you very much. Well, I want to talk today, have a conversation with you about the national class standards. Let me ask, how many people in here have heard of the class standards? That's pretty good compared to other meetings I've been to. Hopefully at the end of this session, not only will you have heard about them, but you'll be endorsing them and helping to promote them. So I want to talk about the standards, the concepts, our enhancement initiative, and how you can use these class standards. But first I want to tell you how these class standards came to be, because the Office of Minority Health, which funds this program, has a mission to improve the health of racial and ethnic minority populations through the development of health policies and programs that will eliminate health disparities. And the class standards, as you'll come to see, are intended to buttress all the work that is done through this project called Think Cultural Health in order to help to reduce health disparities. The standards themselves provide the framework for all health organizations to best serve the nation's diverse communities, and they consist of a set of mandates, guidelines, and recommendations intended to inform practices related to cultural and linguistic competency in health care. Designed, as you see here, for hospitals, public health organizations, faith-based organizations, and institutions of higher education. Over the past 12 years, and you'll see a little bit more when we go into the history, the class standards have had three themes: culturally competent care, language access services, and organizational supports. The standards, when I think of them in terms of the healthcare scene, I think really represent more than just a list of standards as such. They really incorporate the aspirations that people have in healthcare to produce better healthcare, not just for disadvantaged populations, but indeed for the entire American population. In a sense, they're the civil rights in healthcare. We are pushing this and have pushed these standards for so many years so that everyone can have better health care. A little bit about our class concepts. When we talk about cultural and linguistic competency, as all of us here know, sometimes when you use competence, people hear incompetence. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about cultural competence as a journey, as a means of always growing, always expanding our focus, always looking to learn more about the people that we're working with. To the extent that we allow ourselves to be open to that possibility, we allow ourselves to become more and more culturally competent. And the linguistic part, it would be nice if more of us will, like in Europe, where you have to learn several languages to get along, but that will happen eventually. But just bear in mind that this is a destination that involves constant development. We also have the culturally competent care, as it refers primarily to the relationship between providers and patients or clients, and the delivery of culturally competent care to patients and their families by individual or collective health professionals. That's what we think of and what we'd like the field to think of as culturally competent care. Yet another concept is the language access services. And as I present this, I listen to the promotores' presentation, and I see where all these different issues can be applied to the promotores' activity. It heartens me, really, because I see how we can have direct application of the class standards to programs such as those. Thank you very much. Cheers. So, moving on, another concept is organizational supports, which focus on policies and procedures to help health providers and staff provide effective services to the community at every point of patient contact. And that is rather important when you think about the fact that many organizations that provide health care don't necessarily understand nor pay that much attention to what they really need to do to help their patients at every point of contact. Now, the class standards were originally promulgated in 2000, and I had the privilege of working again with Guadalupe in helping those standards come to life. Now, after the 12 years, or is it 11? But going on 12, it was time to bring these up to make them consistent with the new age, with the 21st century, with the many changes that that have occurred during these last decade. So our goals were to examine those class standards and make sure they're applicable to the 21st century, to have the enhanced standards serve as the cornerstone for culturally and linguistically appropriate services in the United States, to launch the new and innovative promotion and marketing initiatives for the class standards, and to coordinate the class standards enhancement initiative with the Affordable Care Act and other cultural and linguistic competence standards, such as the Joint Commission National and the National Committee for Quality Assurance. I personally think, and this is just a personal opinion, that we have a real special opportunity right now in our country because of the convergence of these many interests, the Affordable Care Act, the update of the class standards, the more and more recognition across the country of the need for the kinds of healthcare reform that's going on. It's a very exciting time to be in healthcare, and I'm trusting and hoping that these class standards will also be part of helping that initiative to keep moving forward. So, we also wanted to address the following areas throughout the enhancement initiative process: to increase awareness of cultural and linguistic competency, to increase the impact of class standards by expanding their scope, their audience, and their inclusivity, convergence with the quality improvement and other issues that I've mentioned. We want to assist in the implementation of the standards through additional resources, and of course include health literacy, and promote the importance of research, because the more we move on implementing things like the class standards, the more we have to be able to demonstrate their effectiveness. So that's another issue that we're looking at as well. Finally, we want to promulgate these enhanced standards. We want to finish our work in December of this year, and we want to then launch them, promulgate them in January 2012. I have to tell you that there's a large group of people who have worked on this. It's a large team. We have a National Project Advisory Committee with composed of experts from across the country that have worked with us from day one on this, going back to 2000, and now a new group that has worked on this with us for the last 2 years or year and a half. And some of the processes that we used included developing the literature review, having public comments in three different meetings in San Francisco, Baltimore, and Chicago. As I mentioned, the advisory committee was constituted, and the launch will happen within the next few months. We also did an environmental scan. As I said, we had public meetings, and we had an online portal for written submissions, and also we did extensive interviews with the advisory committee members. Some of the themes that came out of all that process included these that you can see, that the national standards should encompass the broadest sense of culture, integrate patient satisfaction and safety, address health literacy, be congruent with other standards in the field, be action-oriented, reflect advancements in the field, and provide a practical guidance to healthcare providers. A little bit here on our class terminology. When we talk about culture, we're talking about expanding that definition. This Venn diagram is trying to show that we're bringing in additional issues that have not always been associated with culture, and that race and ethnicity is not the only issue, but there are other things: biology, sociology, language, religion and spirituality, those sorts of issues. And we've also expanded the definition of health in that the original standards were intended for healthcare institutions, and now we're suggesting, oh, I think we will, they're not final yet, but the idea is to suggest that we expand their applicability to other areas of healthcare, not just simply healthcare institutions, not just hospitals. So our next steps will be to offer concise and user-friendly guidance and strategies for community building opportunities. We expect them to be relevant to healthcare organizations as well as broader health audiences, as I mentioned. And we want to make the class standards come alive. I think that the class standards will come alive when people like yourselves use them in your organizations, and when you apply them as I was saying earlier, to things like the promotores activities. Speaking of which, I just want to do a quick little promo for the other things that we do. And one of the things that we will be doing is a promotores project as well. But at the moment, what we do is that we sponsor the following things: continuation education programs that equip health professionals with awareness, knowledge, and skills to serve diverse patients, up-to-date information on issues related to cultural competency and health disparities, tracking of cultural competency legislation around the country, and all of these are sponsored, as I may have said or may have overlooked, by Think Cultural Health, which is the name of the project that is also doing the class standards. And we also have a Join the CLIC, Cultural and Linguistic Cultural Competence in Healthcare, and I just reviewed a newsletter that's going out next week, and it gives you lots of up-to-date information. Now, you notice, if you want to get in touch with us, you can send the email to Guadalupe, and he'll make sure that we get it, because he's very good at forwarding stuff. I want to thank you very much for being here today. I hope that you will become the vanguard in pushing the class standards into healthcare further and more effectively. And I look forward next time when we get together to having everybody raise their hands because they will have known and will have experienced the class standards. Thank you very much.